Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dog.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, 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 yes. I got some fire for you tonight. God damn it, this me, this Rosebud, this my show, this ass Rosebud show. You know I ain't gonna be bullshitting you. I just can't help it. I just ain't. I'm gonna be so real, it's pathetic, but tonight we gonna talk about something that's fairly important to me. Because I ain't really no dude to just be listening to people. Especially tell me what to do. Now, I got this, you know, woman I be dealing with. And she got a 12-year-old son. And she got that boy so soft, man. And I asked her, you know, why the hell do you not want him to stand up? And she said, he don't need to be like that. And, you know, but she got all these reasons. So that's what made me want to talk about this tonight. Because I think society have decided what is wrong and what is right as far as raising kids. Now, there are some things where parents do go overboard and, you know, beat their kids' ass too much, blah, 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 you know, child brutality, blah, 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 all of that. I believe in that shit. That shit exists. But simply because you slapped your kid, that don't mean you goddamn abusing them. But today, it does. So what I'm saying is, we've all stopped pushing our kids to want to win. We all did it. We didn't try to do it, but we did. Because, you know, your boy, you already know you can't do him like your dad did you, because they'll say you some sort of terrorist parent. So you got to be real soft with him. Okay, so let's say the motherfucker go off a track and he come in last place. Oh, baby, it's okay. You know, all you wanted to do was practice and run. No, that ain't what your son wanted to do. I remember I was fast, and my dad never would come to the track meets, and he never would watch anything we did. None of the boys, girls didn't really do shit. But this particular time, Pops came. I don't know why, but he came to this track meet. Man, was I stoked to see my Pops up there, and I ran record time, but I came in second, but I thought I was dope. I didn't broke the record, and when the track meet was over, and I looked around and was trying to run up and kick it with Pops, he wasn't there. I said, damn, okay, fuck it. But when I got home, Pops didn't say shit. I'm thinking he's gonna say, boy, you broke that record. I'm proud of you, boy. I thought he was gonna say some shit like that. Man, I had to ask Pops. I said, Pops, you know I broke the record today. That nigga looked at me and said, boy, I hope you don't expect me to come to none of your track beats again. I ain't going nowhere to see you lose. That nigga say he ain't giving a fuck about no record. But what I'm saying is that's our parents, that's our dad was. And we didn't hardly think he didn't love us. We didn't hardly think he was some sort of maniac. That's why all of us, if that's the case, back when I was a kid, we all did our best at everything. Your mama and your daddy ain't trying to have you come in the house in second place. So, I'm saying, inadvertently, a result or a byproduct of that shit is dudes with a loser attitude. Dudes growing up only wanting to play or be involved. I mean, they not sissies, but that's what we used to call them. But back then, sissies meant something different. Shit, sissies meant you just was soft. You was a dude. You just was soft. Now, a nigga call you a fag or a punk, now, that's something different altogether. But I'm trying to say, it's not to me, I'm talking about me, my own, I'm talking about my own opinion. I just don't think it's okay to teach your kid to that, especially boys, that it's okay to doggone grow up and enjoy participating. I think you just got to make them motherfuckers grow up understanding competition and what it means to compete. Because if they don't, I mean, I'm telling you, if they don't grow up wanting to compete, they're going to be lacking that competitive nature, and they're going to come in second in damn everything they do in life. Man, how can you say, or how could you say, you know how to compete when you really never competed as a child? Now, most of you guys are guilty of what I'm saying. I mean, you tried to do this or that on a video game or whatever, but I'm talking about as far as trying to really, really be the baddest baseball player or anything like that. You just, as long as you can catch the ball. Because that's how the parents are, or at least they were becoming. So, to me, everything we did as a man, and most things we did or do as parents, raising boys into men, it's been deemed wrong and ineffective by some peck of woods. Now, even though we was raising strong boys who later entered the rat race, and a lot of them motherfuckers won because of what they was taught as children, because they was taught, you little black motherfucker, you ain't gonna ever come in second. If you do, you liable to be a slave again. That's how niggas thought. Everything was about so you don't be used ever again in the way we was motherfucking used as a race. Now, this shit is serious that I'm talking about. We used to teach our kids that losing wasn't something to accept. But the women or the women's livers, them white ones, because we already had black women that wasn't, you know, but to take no bullshit. But that didn't, they wanted their boys to be able to not take none either. But when them women's livers got in the dope, got their foot in the dope, it just opened a floodgate of homosexual thoughts in raising boys. Now, I do agree that you should raise girls a little different. But I think you're supposed to damn near force your little brother, or your little cousin, or your nephew, or your son. You supposed to force them motherfuckers to compete at everything. I believe that. I mean, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. You got to understand, man, about 40, 50 years ago, with each new generation of young boys, that's like every 10 years, less and less emphasis was put on being a man when you grow up. And more emphasis was being put on being a good person. Asexual, to put it bluntly. Because when I was a kid, I couldn't even go near the bathroom when one of my sisters was in it. Let alone go in there and use the bathroom. But I'd be at Brawl's house now, and they let that happen. They let their son go use the bathroom while their sister, big or little, is in there, whatever, combing her hair or something. Because, well, we only got one bathroom. Well, how come you can't tell that somebody to get out? Because only one motherfucking sex. Well, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say that's how I was raised. So, you guys have been forced to grow up hearing and accepting that you got to be a good person, even though you're dealing with a fucking bitch. This broad is a goddamn bitch. She's fucking showing you everything bitch about her. But, of course, you're not supposed to see she's a bitch. You're supposed to accept that she's a bitch. Which, while you're accepting it, she's lowering her opinion of you. Why? Because she knows damn well you shouldn't be accepting no bullshit from her. But you guys all want to know why you run into these fucked up brawls. Shit. You train them to be fucked up. Then when you see they fucked up, you wonder why. Today, all you guys are very reluctant to assert yourself. And I ain't blaming you for this, because they do. It is some kind of legal retaliation jumping off. That's where I come in, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm here to tell you that the blame should stop in the mirror as far as what you take and how you take it. Now, to me, as soon as you recognize that dude in the mirror, you got to blame his ass for all your shortcomings. And then you got to tell his ass it's up to him to change. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to change. And if you want to change, you got to do the things that bring changes about. And this show ain't about calling women bitches and hoes, none of that goddamn shit. It's more about identifying bitch-like tendencies in you. In realizing how to effectively goddamn neutralize that bullshit. This is very important to me. You know, learning how to turn those recognized foul traits around to benefit you. Women only do what they've been inadvertently trained to do. Because I tell you, when I was coming up square, I ain't talking about being no pimp. When I was coming up, women did not look you in the eye unless they was giving you some motherfucking action. Period. Talking about when we was kids. If she thought you was cute and she was looking at you and you caught her looking, she immediately would look off, look down. Because she ain't ready to give you no action yet. But when you look at her, she keep looking back, now something's jumping off there. And you supposed to go say something, or you used to, you, it was where you supposed to go say something. And you ain't gonna get this. You ain't going to get no problems because she gave you some action. But no, y'all don't want to recognize action. Y'all don't care about recognizing action. 646, what's up?
Yeah, but right now we talking about, as we usually do, what it looked like when we get in action. Now, what it looked like when we ain't. But the bitch just don't look at you at all. Huh?
Check game, man. I mean, why would you need to ask that? You heard what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because you
think
it... I want
both sides of the coin.
Hold on, bro. Just, you heard what I was saying. What I'm saying is the opposite of it, let's say the bitch ain't looking at you, you supposed to do the opposite too. Fuck her. You ain't got it. So what, she cute? So what, you saw whatever the hell you saw? If she ain't giving you no action and you approach her, don't you think she gonna act like she don't want to talk? My thing is this, man. I work smarter, not harder. If this bitch ain't showing me some kind of indication that I ain't just, you know, speaking to her, fuck her. I see all kind of fine bitches every day. I ain't got to talk to them. I hope you understand what I'm saying, bro. Do you?
I sure do. And let me slide right. this in there. I remember a time. You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember a time you said, as a matter of fact, when you see a bitch and she walking towards you and she roll her eyes at you, that could be action. Because a bitch who don't like you ain't doing all that. You just ain't paying you
well,
no mind.
That's true. That's true. If they overtly do something that you can see them doing it, because most bitches, if you be honest, if they walking towards you or you walking toward them or they sitting still, anything they doing, even if they see you coming from a distance, when you get near them, they ain't looking at you unless, again, you know, some kind of indication. Now, they might be curious as fuck, and there is a such thing as turning that shit around, flipping it. We all do that. But I'm talking about, generally speaking, you got to recognize action or not. 412, what's up with you?
Yeah, what's up, bud? This is Charles, man. But I was looking out a caller, man. Hey, there, man, chilling, taking it easy. Anytime they acknowledge you in any kind of way, if they suck their teeth, they roll their eyes, bitch, act like she don't see you. When I'm on the right and they turn their head the whole way to the left and act like I don't exist, I got something to say because she see me. I know she see me, and I know she
want
to talk to me. I walk up to every one of them and talk to them just like it's their birthday, whether they 18 or whether they 65 years old. It's their birthday. It's the best day of their life because they've met me. Until they show me that they don't want to celebrate their birthday, then I'm gone, man. If she can't see you for what you are, the gift that you is, and the presence, man, kick rocks and keep it moving, man.
Hey, kick rocks, goddammit. That's what's up. That's what's up. 646, you understand. I'm glad, bro. All right, let me keep going and put you guys back in. Hey, the thing about me is I'm always trying to think of something that maybe y'all ain't really looking at a certain way. And because I really believe knowing is half the battle. Understanding where and when some broad type tendencies occur within you, or even with some bitch man that, you know, show you some kind of tendencies, you gotta, well, as long as you got the knowledge, you know, that you know how to deal with that shit, it'll change your personality. It'll make you a different dude. It'll make you totally relaxed, and it'll make you more confident, really. And it's not because you didn't did shit. It's because you feel comfortable in what the fuck you know. And you feel comfortable in the fact that you know you don't know every damn thing. That's why you down and dirty every day. because you're learning. See, dudes today in general, they're just very passive unless they want to kill you. And they're very passive because of a lack of knowledge about women. And I'm telling you guys, I ain't against none of these new programs, but they just got so much gay shit in it. You know, making you look at the shit and accept the shit. I'm all right as far as I ain't trying to tell a motherfucker they can't be gay. But I know I'm on guard about me doing and accepting gay shit. I just ain't finna do it. I'm not finna go to the theater and there's a couple of seats and I choose one of them. And then the motherfucker sitting, you know, next to it, there's a couple of gay dudes, you know, hugging and all that goddamn shit. I ain't finna sit there. I ain't finna tell that motherfucker he can't do that shit, and I ain't gonna look at him crazy. I'm just not finna motherfucker sit down. I ain't finna be around that kind of shit because I wanna keep me thinking the way I wanna think. That's my point. You just gotta know that lack of knowledge about anything breeds insecurity. You just think about a couple of things that you know a lot about. And see how confident you are when you speak about that shit. This lack of confidence that you guys allow is a disease that's going to rot you from inside out. Unless you get a hold of it and flip it. Because what I'm saying is the actual culprit of taking your confidence is lack of competition. You don't want to compete. You don't care about winning. You just want to say you won. You just want to be able to buy the shit that a motherfucker that won can buy. And some of you motherfuckers can do that shit. 412, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, bud? Charles again. That lack of confidence shit, man, when I'm dealing with that gay shit, man, that's one of my principles, man, is I'm not accepting that shit any way, shape, or form, man. So I let it be known. Every time I see it, I call it out. Every time I interact with one of them dudes that ain't the way it is, the first thing I do, I start talking about some bitches and the way things are supposed to be, because that's one of my principles that I stand on, man, that if some shit ain't right, and it ain't right by me, and I'm not going to accept it, man. I got to be a man, and I got to voice it. And
yeah,
a lot of
Charles,
people don't
Charles,
like that
Charles,
shit.
Charles, think of this, man. You going to get some fights like that, man. If you ain't accepting it yet, you speak on it, but you supposed to go. Fuck staying
well, you
there.
Gotta be a gentleman. You got to have a gentleman way about you. You got to be able to address things like a gentleman. And say, man, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it like that. All I see is ass and titties.
How you see it is fine. But I don't want to sit up there and talk about that kind of goddamn shit, man. Because I know what'll happen. Ain't no motherfucker going to let you sit up and tell them shit. Just like you believe what you believe, whoever the fuck saying what they saying is going to believe what they believe.
Being in my presence, man, and it ain't right. You gonna acknowledge me some kind of way, man. I don't care who you are, Charles, that's how I believe in me.
Charles, you just said you coming in their presence. You ain't said nobody coming up fucking with you.
Yeah, you right.
I know I'm right. Yeah. Nigga, I be listening.
Yeah, you're right, and I be having something to say, and you're right. When I walk into one of them stores, man, and them, you know, one of them dudes
yeah,
in there
I,
that ain't
you
right,
ain't talking,
I got
you
something to say.
You can talk about what I'm talking about, man, so you we can believe
about
it. I ain't saying it's wrong, but you're not talking about what I'm talking about. All right, so what I'm talking about is you motherfuckers need to understand. See, that kind of shit Charles talking, That's from him not being as competitive as he should have been all the time. Now that he feels his nuts, fuck everything. Yeah, okay? Ain't nobody told you to take this long to learn how to feel your motherfucking nuts, nigga. You should have been feeling them all the time. You don't need shit to feel your nuts. I ain't got shit. I feel mine. I'm just saying, man. Whatever a motherfucker believes is fine, and that's my point. Get the fuck away from them if it ain't what you believe. You end up bumping heads for what? Who gives a fuck what some motherfucker believe if it ain't what you believe? I just ain't fading them. Like I say, gay motherfucker, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. I just ain't sitting around the shit. I look like a damn fool trying to tell these motherfuckers what they can do, how they should think. That's crazy. So, everything that a nigga talk about, everything that a motherfucker think, needs to have something to do with committing to being competitive in life. And if you don't really get what I'm saying right now, you will. Just keep living. You'll get it. Too many of you out there are not making motherfucking effort, the proper effort to stop being used as damn doormats. You don't really care that don't nobody respect what you think. And whatever you do, don't do what this nigga Charles doing. He ain't gonna keep doing it, I'm sure. But this nigga filling his Wheaties and he just, his shit don't stink. When you ain't supposed to have to fill your Wheaties and then your goddamn shit don't stink. Man, you just don't know. A motherfucker think he can fly because he do some shit and he go jump off a goddamn cliff. You say that nigga crazy. What if he really thought he could fly? I'm just saying, he was willing to see. Nigga fall and break his fucking neck. Alright, now, ain't no sense in telling him he can't fly. His neck broke. If he ain't dead, he crippled. I'm saying, if you don't think like that, you take your ass into some situation and wind up on the wrong end of that shit. So you gotta be sharp. There's many of you motherfuckers out there on the fence in life. And you're thinking of taking the back seat or trying to find some kind of way to get around needing to be in the front seat. I just think this is why you need my shit. But, you know, if you don't think you need it, what's the use of me talking about it? Because, you know, I don't really talk about my shit too much. I just mention it. But let me tell you. You got a lot of, not you particularly, especially I ain't talking to you, Charles, I'm just saying. You motherfuckers got a lot of negative bullshit stored in your mind. And it's all about you being a loser with women and it just stifles you from being serious. Who in the fuck want to keep on losing? Once you accept that you really are a loser, and at that point, also accept that you ain't going to be a loser no more, then the shit is in your hands. Now, Charles, let me ask your black ass something. Charles, you there?
What's up, bud?
What the fuck did I just say? Is it true?
One more time. Repeat it again.
Okay, what I'm saying is this: you got to accept if you want to make moves, if you want to grow, you got to accept that you indeed a motherfucking loser. And at that point, you got to also accept that you ain't gonna be no loser no goddamn more. And at that motherfucking point, it's in your hands. Now, what you think?
That's 100% right, because you got to make up your mind to decide what it is and who it is the fuck that you want to be. And I
that
decided
what
that I want
that
to
is what I'm asking. That is what I'm asking you, but that's what I'm asking you, but that ain't what I'm looking for. Because you know that's a very personal thing with you. You had to see exactly that before any transformation in you at all happened. You bought it with all that shit you talk that you know. But until you accepted that bullshit was bullshit, and then accepted you ain't fucking being no sucker no more. You didn't even need to call me no more, nigga.
Because I knew what the problem was. I was thinking a whole bunch of weak ass shit. So every time I thought a thought, I made sure I checked that shit for weakness. And if I seen some weakness, then I stomped that shit out. I ain't need nobody to help me.
Charles,
I understood
Charles,
that.
Charles, don't give up all the goddamn game, nigga.
Man, these niggas is here. These niggas is here.
Charles,
I learned it for
Charles,
real. Man, I learned it for
Charles,
real.
Charles, what I'm saying is, you ain't got to say none of that. Because what we doing is, you showing them, and I'm showing them. Because you ain't got to say shit. They're listening to us talk. You ain't got to say a motherfucking thing. Because all you have to do is be a man and tell the truth like you did. Nigga, hell yeah, that was me. Exactly. Now I'm Rolls Royce. I got bitches like a motherfucker. And thank you, Bullet. But I ain't really asking you to thank me. I'm just saying, you wouldn't be having it like you got it now if you wouldn't have never accepted what I just mentioned. True?
100%. And I knew this shit was the truth and didn't want to accept it. But every day, and I'm coming for the tools. I'm listening to the videos. I'm on the line. I'm looking at it dead in the face and keep trying to turn away from it like the shit was just a lie. But I had to accept that I needed to make a change in myself, just like a whole bunch of other people on here listening right now. And until they do that and stand the fuck up, they ain't going to get no change.
Hey, because let me tell you, until you get a motherfucker to be in your shit, I don't give a fuck what you say or how tough you is, motherfucker. I'm going to point out where your punk shit at, and you going to either accept it or not. And it took you a minute, because, you know, I talk shit, and you ain't been to let no nigga talk. that was your problem. You ain't been letting no nigga talk no motherfucking shit to you. So, but I'm talking it, period. So my thing is that I'm glad you grew like a motherfucker, because you're definitely doing what you're supposed to be doing now. That's what's
man,
up.
That not wanting to listen and not wanting to accept shit cost me a lot of time and a lot of money, but it got me a lot of motherfucking experience. I got tired of getting my ass kicked in the dojo. So now I'm fighting back.
All right, nigga, let me keep going. Hey, see, the thing about me is I realize the tables have been turned. And it's time to turn them back. Only this time, none of us need validation. I don't need to be validated by no bitch. Bitch don't need to be validated by me. That way we keep this comparison bullshit out. Because the only way a real woman compares to a man is that she satisfies this motherfucker and the motherfucker satisfies him. Because there's no comparison other than that. I don't give a fuck. I know bitches learn how to do that, that karate shit. It could be 2 inches from my chest and knock me across the room. I know that. I accept that. But that don't mean that bitch, you know, can do some shit I can't do. Now, I can do that shit too if I learned how to do it. So that ain't got nothing to do with the bitch or me. Well, that got something to do with what she'll put into learning stuff, just like it has the same thing to do with me. What I'll put into learning stuff. We gotta realize we make our own paths. And if we make it and don't follow it, we being stupid. That's how I feel. The fear of becoming a man should have came to y'all when you was 14 or 15. You know, the motherfuckers they call heathens and you know, them African wild jungle motherfuckers, them motherfuckers know your son gonna have to go kill an elephant or a lion when he motherfucking 12 years old, motherfucker. Or he can't come back to the goddamn tribe. Motherfucker got to bring a lion head back with his young ass so he can be accepted in the tribe. And that's when you 12, motherfucker. So what I'm saying, you know, there are things that make you accept who and what you are. And we need them back. Our dads used to do it. Our dads wasn't going to tell us shit unless we had some kind of nuts and asked. If we asked, them niggas would tell us whatever. But if you ain't asking, you must be slow. Maybe you need to be on the short bus. Your dad will tell you that. Well, you need to be on the short bus because you kind of slow. Man, Dad, I'm not slow, but you better start thinking, boy. That's how they used to talk to us. Shit don't come to you because you missed all of the hallmarks that boys supposed to go through. That's why you don't learn shit. That's why shit don't come natural to you. And I'm not saying this, saying that you guys punks. I'm saying this, saying that you guys miss a lot of shit. Valentine's Day, shit. Nigga ain't had no money to go buy no whole bunch of whatever. Especially when you're in the fourth or third grade. But shit, Valentine's Day come, and you call yourself liking whoever, Mary Jane. hey, the teachers back then, they used to make us make a circle. The girls on one side of the circle, the boys on the other side of the circle. And then I think it was like 2 o'clock or something. The teacher would say, okay, you can go pass your Valentine's out. And a motherfucker would have, in front of everybody, you would have to walk across the circle to the motherfucking girl that you got this crush on and give her this maid Valentine and ask her, will you be my Valentine? The bitch might say no. See, with y'all, she would just be pissed. God, I gotta say, yeah. Oh, fuck. Because, you know, she'd get kicked out of school if she said no. When we were little, them motherfuckers would look at you and say, nigga, please. No, they waiting for Tyrone. Or they waiting for Larry. They ain't waiting for you. But what did that do? That made a nigga accept rejection at an early age and realize it ain't shit. But no, you motherfuckers can't get rejection right now. So you wait till you get 14 or 15 to try or start getting rejected and be scared to death of it. The first time it happened, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. I'll never do that. Oh, fuck. That's because you didn't go through what we went through, which makes you a man. By the time you get to be a teenager, you qualify to be a man. Because you didn't went through all kind of shit. Now, you might not be on your own, because we ain't in no fucking jungle. Well, we really are in the jungle, but we ain't in the jungle. You know, we ain't no goddamn laws and all that shit. So my motherfucking point is that why be able to pass a test if you can't go out the door and do what you passed the test for? It just doesn't make any sense. So shit didn't come, you know, society is responsible. I keep saying that. Society made it a bad thing to do things boys do. You know, run over, tackle a motherfucker without him knowing it. Without him seeing you coming, you know what I'm saying? You know, all kind of little shit boys do now. You get sued for it. Your parents get sued. Oh, man, your boy made my son chip his teeth, man. He got to get a hold of some dental implants now. Man, you and your son can kiss my ass. That's all my dad would have told him. And if you think something about it, you know, shit, you know where I live, man. You better get your boy's own goddamn teeth. Shit. And the only way white boys could compete with us was if we stopped being competitive. Now, of course, you got the athletes. They're competitive. But the regular people like me and you, psychologists, devised a plot to get all families, but black families especially, to stop raising their kids to live for competition and raise them the just way. They start talking about what we eat and how bad everything is. Man, what the fuck? How can we be the motherfuckers we are if every fucking thing we eat is bad? I'm saying Jesse Owens in whatever that was, 34, whatever year that was, this nigga was eating straight nigga shit. He ain't had no vitamins. That nigga just ate some, you know, out the ground shit. All the motherfuckers back then, they ain't ate shit to be whatever they trying to be. They just was that. And niggas was the best at every motherfucking thing. And they ate all the shit. So what them peckerwoods do make you start thinking that shit ain't no good. And now your motherfucking ass let the white boys outdo you. Because you eat what they eat. You motherfucking crazy motherfucker. I wish I would eat that shit. I don't eat no health shit, motherfucker. Give me some greens. Give me some beans. Give me some rice. Hey, I can cook. Shit, I eat that shit, nigga shit. And you see, I ain't all fucked up either. I was watching this thing, documentary. This lady was 126 years old. But she was black. And this motherfucker say, if you just had one thing to say, what do you think made you live this long? She had a cigarette in her hand. She said, I've always had 3 cigarettes every day, and I have me 3 drinks of wine every day. And when I got 90, I kind of slowed down with moving my hips. She said that shit. And that square ass white man said, moving your hips. He said, she said, you know, sex. That motherfucker blushed like a motherfucker. But what I'm saying is that's all. That was her recipe. She ain't took no vitamin in her fucking life. Smoked 3 cigarettes every day. She didn't say 3 packs. She said 3 cigarettes every day. She drunk some wine every day. I don't know what you do, but what I'm saying is I believe that shit. I do. We didn't really dress that much different as far as that go. But it was a little difference. But you motherfuckers dress like the girls, you know. And then you don't want to admit it. Trim your eyebrows. Make sure your eyelashes. That's why they used to think pimps was motherfucking soft. Because we didn't trim our eyebrows, our eyelashes. But we would make sure our eyebrows look right, man. Make sure our hair. Look at that nigga acting like a little bitch. Nigga, don't let me hear you say that again, nigga, motherfucker. I got your bitch, nigga. That's all we was, goddammit. But my overall point is that we motherfucking had principles. The women had principles. And they lived by the principles, as we did. We ain't finna invade their conversation, because all our friends will say, nigga, that's some bitch shit. Why the fuck you want to talk with them? You motherfuckers running around here talking about, man, that's my friend. Get your ass beat about your damn friend. Can't fuck it for shit. Man, I ain't getting my ass beat because I know you, bitch. Now, I might help you fight. But I ain't finna fight for you. Shit. Now, get your shit and let's go. Or leave your shit and let's go. Because what I'm saying, make your mind up. See, your pants sag just like girls' pants be sagging. They did. And you act, she smoked a cigar, she smoked a cigar, she smoked blunts, and nothing's feminine and nothing's masculine. You took all that away. So now all you do is asexual shit. And you wonder why them bitches are so frustrated and how come they all like pussy. Bitches want to be handled. And they ain't letting no sucker handle them, even if he's saying the right shit. What I'm saying, when we grew up, see, you motherfuckers grow up in looks, but not in nature. When we grew up and started getting hair on our chin and shit, our minds started, man, we probably was 13 or 14. Our mind is thinking about, do you think we can leave at 16? But we know at 17, we get the fuck out of here. And your parents knew you was getting out at that age. And they would try to tell you, you can't leave. Mine did. They said, boy, okay. We didn't want to stay with our parents. Because our parents wasn't having none of that bullshit your parents let you do. You got to realize when you're doing some shit, you know, that requires skills, you know, like catching a woman, you're definitely going to be thinking if you're doing it the right way or the wrong way. Just like you think that about everything you do at first. But it's one thing you do with everything else that you don't do with women. If this don't work and you trying to hit the ball or trying to make the basket, you're going to do the same shot, but you're going to do it another way. You're going to add something to it. You're going to adjust it till it becomes, you know, fitting for you, and you're going to end up being a bad motherfucker. But when it comes to bitches, every motherfucking weekend for years, you do the same motherfucking thing. And then you expect something different to happen. But you're doing the exact same thing every time you go out, weekend or not. But I'm asking you, what do you think a person who does the exact same thing year after year after year, but expect different results? What do you call that person? He's a damn fool. He's a damn fool. Who would be doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result? I know that ain't what y'all do. Hey, you guys. This is a good show. I'm gone. But let me tell you something. You better think about what the fuck I've been telling you on this show. This shit is real. And you got to put it in the proper perspective. so that when you implement it in your life, you'd be like Charles. I don't know if you'd be like Charles. Charles implemented the shit in his life and went and bought a motherfucking Corniche. And then called a little young fat bitch. Then, I don't know what else this motherfucker did. He put all this shit up, bragging to me. But that nigga did it. So it's doable. I'm out.